Stop eating the biscuit. You can't eat the biscuit on the episode.
I'll stop eating the biscuit.
How are you going to let it just sit there, just a bit of biscuit? You're just going to watch it the whole episode? You're not going to be able to concentrate?
Well, I haven't let it. There's a packet.
All you're going to do is think about biscuits the whole time?
No, I'm not.
I heard those crumbs, and you just wiped. I heard the crumbs leave your hand.
It's part of my care package, actually.
What does that mean?
Got sent a care package from some real friends.
Have you been in the hospital?
No, it's because they knew I was spending Christmas on my own.
Oh.
So they sent me some very fancy chocolate granola biscuits, a bottle of vodka, a gingerbread house, which I haven't made yet, but I'll probably just eat the walls before making it, and just some cocoa nibs.
Bottle of vodka? I mean, that's quite bleak.
It's nice vodka, though. It's
what are you going to mix it with, though?
Water.
Ugh.
Vodka's meant to be drunk neat, though, isn't it? That's how the specialists have it.
No, Red Bull, zero sugar.
Is that the way to get the best taste of the vodka?
Yeah, 99p back in the day.
Bet you miss drinking Red Bull, vodka Red Bulls, don't you, back in the day?
I do. Well, day, once I, when I stopped drinking, when I was 17, when I passed my driving test, then I overdosed on Red Bull and I passed out and then I had to go to the hospital.
And then I got banned
from the club because they knew I was underage. No, I just got really dizzy because I had too much Red Bull.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's in Thailand, it's like, it's really strong. They have the concentrated shots, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
You ever been to Thailand or?
I have. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, didn't you go go camping?
What? No, I just went.
Didn't you climb up a hill or something?
Yes, I went on a. That's right. I went on a expedition. What?
What an expedition sounds like someone sent you or you were off to do some good work rather than you just went on a holiday tour. That's what you actually did.
Yeah, just
you didn't do anything. You just went to see some monkeys.
I had a load of tinny, smoked some bifters and looked at some monkeys.
Yeah. You didn't That's go on an expedition. An expedition is like going to like save the world or like...
isn't it to like discover new terrains and that?
Yeah, you weren't doing that. Your terrain had been discovered by many, many idiots like you before. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Are they still doing expeditions to like... There are parts of the world that are still unexplored, aren't there? It's like in the Amazon and stuff. So I think I'm sure they must still be doing expeditions.
I know that a lot of the celebrities are in St. Bart's at the moment.
That's not the same thing. How do you know that?
Well, there was an article about it because you're not meant to leave England, but then they're saying that all the celebrities are in St. Bart's because you don't have to quarantine.
Well, we're obviously not doing well enough, are we?
Obviously not. I mean, no. This time last year, I was in Sri Lanka.
Oh, yeah.
Now look at me.
You have your one big holiday every year, don't you?
Well, not anymore.
Where's your next big holidays?
Maybe Brixton.
Are you trying? Do you want to talk about your hand? You really look like you want to tell us about your hand.
I don't want to tell you about it. It's just, it is actually really bad, but it sounds like I'm overreacting. But I don't know. It really is a big deal. And I had a really bad fall.
I just want you to go back in time 5 years.
2015.
Maybe 2016, when I had a really bad fall.
Oh, yeah.
And how uncaring you were about it back then. And you kept laughing at me, saying, and pointing at me in groups of people and saying, he just had a big fall. You remember that?
Yes, but that was different because that was you. But I had a bad fall, and actually, it's very different for me than it is for you.
Harriet, life comes at you pretty fast sometimes.
Well, 4 years later, it got me.
tell us about, how big was this fall and where was it?
It was really bad. So it was, Boxing Day, I've been running and I was like, I'll keep running. I didn't run on Christmas Day. Obviously, you can't run on Christmas Day. No. The next day, I was like, oh, I'll go for a run. And so I went for my run. And then, you know what, where I showed you where I got obsessed with that place, Brockwell Pups?
Yes.
Well, yeah. 2 days before...
You've just doxed yourself to our entire listenership. But
what does that mean?
Just giving away your, where you live and who you...
I live inside Brockwell Pups. if anyone doesn't know...
You wish you lived inside
a pup. I wish I did. Anyway, Brockwell Pups is this pup grooming place. Dog grooming. And they put the dogs on a table and they groom them and you can watch them. And they don't complain if you watch them, but if you start videoing them, they do start to come out and then you have to leave. So had happened 2 days previously where I'd started to video them and then the people doing it didn't like it. So then they started to come out and then I had to swiftly go on my way. So I started
Are you sure they were coming out to stop you or were they just coming out?
Yeah, they looked quite angry and that, you know, when someone is like looking at you with intention, like as if like, what are you doing? And so then I had to run.
You should know better because you don't like people just filming you on a mobile phone, do you?
No, I don't. But I do feel like if you put a puppy in a window, you've got to expect a result. Well, there's a song about that. There's literally a song.
Yeah. Sing it.
How much is that pup?
Doggy.
Oh, different thing.
Back in the old days when you could buy a dog from a shop.
Yeah. Well, that's what it looks like. It looks like you can buy them, but yeah. They're just showing, like, you can't buy them. It's impossible to buy them. They just have them in the window. And
it's because they're other people's dogs.
They're other people's dogs. Yeah, but they're so cute. Anyway, so then I was running past there, and then I was like, oh, this is perfect, because I can run past, have a quick look in the window. No one can tell me off because I'm running. It's no one's business. They can't say that I'm doing anything wrong. Yeah. So I was running, and then I suddenly had a terrible fall, and I fell on my face, and my hand was bleeding. My leggings were ripped around the knee, completely gone, the whole knee, blood everywhere. And then I stood up. I jumped up because I could feel that everybody had turned and looked at me. Yeah, and I was so worried that somebody was going to come and say, are you okay? And then I was going to cry. So
That's when you would cry, yeah.
And then I started walking. And then I did cry. But then it was fine because no one could see me. So then I was walking and crying. And then I called Bobby and I was like, oh, God, please be awake. And then I called him and I was like, Bobby, I've had a really bad fall. I need you to come and get me. And then he was like, I'm on my way. And then a few minutes passed and I thought, you've just grazed yourself. You don't need Bobby to run.
Very minor injury.
Out of bed all the way to the park to find you. Yeah. So then I called him back and I said, it's okay. You don't actually need to come. We don't need an ambulance. It's all fine. And I had to limp home. And then I had to pick all the gravel out of my hand and my knee. And it just won't heal. Like, this one is actually getting better. But my knee is not getting better. It's all still, like, oozing and, like raw.
It's like you've never been injured before. And you're like, why is this not working anymore? Come on, you know, it'll just take time, that's all. You're an old woman now.
But I find it very difficult to focus on anything else. All I can think about is this. It's very difficult to do anything because if I touch anything, it could get in the wound.
Mm.
So yesterday I just said, that's it. I'm just going to have to sit down. And then I sat down.
Well, don't know if you noticed this injury.
That's not an injury. That's a plaster.
So I got a cut on there last week. But it's there's a
flat. You're eating the biscuit.
But you said gravel.
You asked me to tell a story and you took me telling the story as you set me up so that you could eat your biscuit.
No, it's because when you said gravel, I remembered I had a granola biscuit. So I cut myself. It's got a little flap of skin and that catches on stuff. So I've got to keep the plaster on. And now I can't do washing up without replacing the plaster. It's really
this
annoying.
Is it. This is the problem. Bobby
You've
just
got a dishwasher,
got me...
though.
But Bobby just got me some waterproof plasters.
That's what I need.
They're not.
What?
I thought, finally, I can clean myself. And then all the water just went in.
Have you not had a wash since your big fall?
Well, I then went for a run like a couple of days later. But then I was like, I've got to stop running because the problem is with the knee is it's movable. So every time I move, it re-rips. And then it's not even scabbing at all. It's just a big wound.
Just put a plaster on it.
I have put a plaster on it, but it's like oozing through the plaster and through the legging.
The more stress you put on that cut, the stronger it will come back.
It's hard not to be stressed.
No, not like that. I mean, in the sense that if you keep running and it keeps breaking open again, when it eventually does heal, you'll have that'll be the strongest part of your body.
What, my left knee?
Yeah. Specifically the bit where you cut it. That's how bodies work, isn't it?
What am I going to do with it, though?
Go on Guinness World Records or something?
But I genuinely feel like I need crutches or something. Like, because I need... Yeah. I need a cast to keep my legs still. Because every time I bend it, it's terrible.
I'll come clean here. I don't really... I'm not going to say I don't care. I'm going to say I don't really have much sympathy, because all you've done is cut your knee and you're acting like it's such a big deal.
I was acting really calm about it and cool about it. And now it's been 5 days and it's still all oozy.
You were really grumpy about it last night.
Yeah. Well, I was helping you and you weren't very thankful. I had to amp it up a bit.
So you amped your grumpiness up because you felt like you weren't getting enough.
No, you weren't very thankful. I help you with these auditions and then you're never set up. You very rarely know your lines. You know your lines for this because you only had 2 lines. And then you spend you don't value my time. I was very alert. I suddenly got allergic to everything. And so I was sneezing. I took a Claritin. I took some ibuprofen. I couldn't move my knee. I decided to keep it still. So I was dragging my leg around the house. And then I help you and you're not even thankful.
I was very thankful.
You don't seem thankful though. If I'm thankful, I like effuse. Like I like make people like know like how thankful. I'm like, thank you so much. Like you show them with your like gestures. Whereas you just go, yeah, thanks. And that doesn't make someone feel appreciated.
Okay, yeah, well, that's actually... Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I will make sure that I'm more effusive in my thanks towards you in future.
Again, that wasn't a very good thank you. You said thank you, but you didn't seem actually thankful.
I'm not thanking you now. I'm saying I'll do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've taken your feedback on board. I actually have listened.
Yeah.
And I've thought to myself, do you know what? That she's right.
Give it a bit more oomph? Just be like, oh, as if you've had an epiphany. You can't believe how grateful you are.
What annoys me here, not annoys me, but what I don't get is why you want a fake emotion from me now, as opposed to just like a completely honest one.
Because it will make me feel better.
But it's a lie.
I'll believe it more than the honest one.
You prefer to believe that than the honest thanks.
Yes. Yes.
Go on. Thank you so much for helping me last night. It was genuinely...
No,
you didn't
more,
have to do that.
More.
It was late. It was late at night.
Your tone is very like bland. You need to make your tone more...
I do national radio every week. I don't have a bland
tone.
Yeah,
but it's like you need to... More like exciting.
What, like breakfast radio?
Yeah.
What? That sounds weird.
No, just like have a feeling behind it. Put a feeling into it. Imagine a feeling.
I wouldn't say thank you if I wasn't actually thankful.
Bet you have before.
Never. Well, I mean, I've said thank you like to like, you know, bus drivers.
What, and you're not grateful that they've driven you somewhere?
It's their job.
What?
Obviously, I say thank you to the bus driver because it's like an automatic reaction. You're like, all right,
but you are not, you thank a bus driver, but you're not actually thankful. It's a facade.
Well, the problem is because I was as a kid, I was taught to always say thank you to the bus driver as I got off. It just became an automatic thing, and I don't actually
of course
feel thankful. I'm just having to say it because it seems like a polite thing to do. I don't, what? Every time I say thank you, I don't do it anymore because you don't actually see the bus driver as you get off the bus now. But if I was just saying it, I'd be just doing it because I was automatically doing it. And that's what everyone does when they say thank you to someone who's just like say you go to the supermarket.
Okay.
And then you check out and you go, thanks. Like just say it because it's an automatic thing and it's nice.
But I mean, thank you because those fucking self-service ones, I can't work them out. And so anyone that is an actual person, yeah. I'm so thankful. If anyone is a bus driver that's listening, please, it doesn't have to be this year. It doesn't have to be in 10 years. But if you one day are driving your bus and Snow gets on, don't let him. Shut the door in his face and then say thank you while looking him in the eyes, and then he'll know.
But if I was a bus driver, I'd just be like, just get on and off the bus and stop talking to me.
But a lot of people don't say thank you, and it makes me so cross. I think saying thank you is nice. Oh, I am right. Okay, great.
No, I know what you mean. But it's like when I used to be a silver service waiter. And it would be really annoying.
What would you wear?
You know when I told you 8 years ago that you, like, when someone's waiting on you at a table, you don't have to keep saying thank you every time they, like, top up your drink or, like, anything like that. And it's because it just slows down the whole... slows down their day and their job.
What? No. Yeah, how does it? No.
Yeah, and so whenever I did it when I was like 16, 17, I'd just be like, because they'd say thank you, you go like, you're welcome, and it's like, I've just done a small, I just want to get it done and leave.
I completely disagree. Have you not worked somewhere where people are really rude and ignore you and then you feel really bad? Or if they go, like, they don't say thank you, or like they're a bit demanding, that's the worst.
I totally get, like, if you deliver someone's food to them under their table, then yeah, say thank you. But if it's like little things, just let them get on with their job without, you know. So and then I've worked in like pub kitchens and stuff, and it's pure chaos and everyone's drunk, but like you just want to get your job done and leave. It doesn't really matter to me.
I completely agree. I've worked in very similar places, and I just would always want a long thank you. Because also it breaks up the time. I don't.
Right.
If you get things done quickly, it doesn't mean that they will finish quicker. They're not going to leave quicker. So it'll break up the monotony. Yeah. I want a distraction.
It's not so much a time thing. It's more of a, like, it just adds friction into your day.
So what if they were to leave a tip? That would just be annoying for you.
No, because a tip is good. But like having to, because you have to respond to a thank you. You have to be like, you're welcome. Not a problem. You actually have to respond to a thank you. So they're putting a lot of burden on you in a way.
Wow, what a way to live. Just get to the end as quickly as possible.
And get it done.
That's your motto for life. Get to the end as quickly as possible, as less fast as you can.
Get to the big boss. Beat them up.
But okay, what if somebody said, I've got a tip for you, but it wasn't a financial tip, it was a life tip.
Right.
And they said, I don't want any thank you or acknowledgement. Then what would you do?
What is this analogy, or what is this example?
It's a piece of advice that's very useful for life.
Right. Would I say thank you to that?
No. Would you think it was a good thing?
As opposed to what?
A bad thing.
It's just a thing. It's not good or bad.
But what if the tip is useful?
Well, then it's good, I guess, if I...
Yeah, there you go. You haven't had to say thank you. It's just... So sometimes...
What are you on about?
Sometimes it is useful.
What are you on about?
It is useful.
If they said, I'm not going to give you a financial tip, as in...
No,
I'm
you
not
still get
you
a financial
money.
Tip, but yeah. You don't get any thank yous. The guy just leans in while you're working. You don't have to stop working. It doesn't affect anything and says...
Perfect.
But wear a tall hat under a low bridge...
I'd be like, oh, that's an interesting one.
No, you don't have to respond.
Okay, well, I won't then.
But it's good.
What?
Because you didn't know that before, and you were constantly wearing...
I don't think either of us understand what's happening at this stage. She's gone. Her battery ran out, I think.
She's off the... Yeah, wait, what's happened?
Her battery ran out.
Okay.
Got something to say, Harriet?
Yeah, there was a slight issue. I'm sorry. I thought my computer was charging, but then it was through a three-prong thing, and then it didn't work.
Through a what?
Three-prong? You know, those things where it goes through, and then it has three extra extensions? A three-prong
thing? I just don't think that's a good enough or effusive enough apology.
I've set myself up for this really badly from the start of the episode.
Just waiting for a public,
it doesn't
proper
feel
public
natural,
apology.
Though, because now I'm just annoyed and I don't want to say it to you because I feel like you're using it to control me.
Doesn't matter what I think. You've just got to apologise, haven't you?
I just really want to say I'm so, so sorry that I wasn't prepared earlier and it wasn't charging. please accept my sincere wrist apologies.
Really makes you think when you start having a go at other people for not being prepared for audition tapes that you've agreed to
it's
be a part of.
It's actually better for me to have a go at the other people than to look at myself.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, let it sink in.
I'm letting it sink in, so
no,
don't say
I
let
don't
it sink
want
in.
It to sink in. That's why I'm
you
letting
you
let it sink in.
I'm letting you let it sink into your head, what you just said.
I've just thrown it over to you and it's sinking in.
Yeah, well, people in glass houses shouldn't throw anything at people.
My house isn't glass, it's actually made of sand.
You know what I mean. What? Your house is made of sand? all right, okay. Apology accepted. You'll be required to do a separate private apology to Elliot, our producer.
I'm sorry, Elliot. No, see, that was sincere. It, actually, I can apologise sincerely if it's not to you.
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting, isn't it? I was actually really sorry for Elliot, but it just, I wasn't sorry for you.
Really makes you think. Now, do you want to tell us about these emails?
Yeah, I lost my phone in there. I'm in a bed setup and it's, everything's so difficult.
I don't understand why you always, why don't you just put it on a desk instead of on a lap?
Because I thought you had to be in like a pillowy room.
No. You've got a... It's fine.
A
pillowy room.
I thought the sentiment of the sound.
I see what you mean. Yeah, maybe a carpeted room would be fine, I think.
There isn't a carpet, though.
You got no carpets in your house?
But I just thought because it's pillowy. On a bed, I thought it would be pillowy.
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, so look. There's a mystery that we need to solve.
But I just want to say, just because we're revealing that this is a mystery doesn't mean you should contribute to the mystery once you find out what the mystery is. Do you know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Well, they're going to do it if we tell them the
No, it's really annoying. Whoever is doing this, we will bring down the full force of the law. So
and you
think
know
about...
how, and you know how competent Harriet is at this.
You know
thing.
Who you are. My name is Harriet. Who am I named after? Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy.
I'll find out.
Sneaky little Harriet the Spy. Okay, yeah. So let this be a warning to you. Once we find you, we're going to come after you.
My email inbox is very important and should be kept clear at all times.
Our email inbox?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay, go on. Tell them what it is.
Okay. Somebody keeps signing up the Why Is Harriet Crying at Outlook.com email to random newsletters of politics that I do not ascribe to.
You make it sound like it's incredibly right-wing stuff. Or left-wing. We don't know. What is
okay.
it?
We are in the American local conservative newsletter.
Like, what even is that?
Three newsletters a day.
What,
I've never known something that sends three newsletters a day.
What's in the newsletter there? What have they talked? What do they talk about?
Mainly angry at Biden.
Right. So whoever signed us up to that, hilarious, but it's got to stop.
Please stop.
Do you remember when someone kept signing you up to the JD Sports newsletter?
Yes, that was really annoying,
and
I
you kept blaming
unsubscribe.
Me.
It's the same thing happening here. Three times a day I'm finding out about right-wing American news.
Have we been signed up to other ones?
Yes. So there's also one called Direct Appointment that keeps telling me that I've got checks that I haven't cashed.
I think that's just
daily.
A scam. I don't think
that's $500 today. It was $1,200 yesterday.
Well, worth chasing up then.
No, because I think it's a trap. Oh, okay. I just found a clue.
Right.
The local conservative newsletter said it's from a man called John Denton. And he says, hi there, it's John again.
Very
John
mysterious.
John Denton.
That.
So we have a name and a face. Oh no, that's someone else's face.
But what area of America is this from? Is it all over? Is it a national newsletter in America?
No, it's now becoming clearer. I think you are a suspect.
I'm a suspect?
Yes.
For spamming my own inbox.
This man is featured.
Right.
And it says, Tika is referred to as America's number one cryptocurrency expert. Who here is interested in cryptocurrency?
Oh, that surely I know me. That guy. I know that guy. He's a massive scammer.
Is his name also John Denton?
No, it's a different person. He's quite famous.
Yeah, well, he's involved in the scam.
What's that got to do with me?
Because you know about cryptocurrency. He sent me an ebook. He said your ebook is here.
Ooh. What's it about?
It's about being conservative.
Download it.
Then someone called Sam from a newsletter called The Hustle. It says, you've joined The Hustle.
What's that?
We're a community of over 1.5 million ambitious professionals hell-bent on changing the world.
That's a lot of professionals.
We'll start sending the news every weekday at 8 a.m.
What? Who signed us up to that?
Well, this is interesting. The email is addressed to whyisharrietcrying@outlook.com under the name...
Well, well, well.
Do we have any Patreons called...
Obviously, we shouldn't just say that name out loud.
Send it to the police.
No, we shouldn't, we shouldn't just, openly accuse people of that. Maybe they had their account hacked and someone sent a load of spam from it.
Oh.
I don't know. But, I mean, I can't imagine why they'd put their own name in to spam us. That would give the game away.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's a real mystery. Somebody I hope you get to the bottom of it, though.
Is after us. Someone called Boots has emailed.
Yeah, that's the chemist.
No, it looks like Boots, but if you click on it, it's not actually Boots.
Well, they've got you because you clicked on it.
It says, Boots has a surprise for Why Is Harriet Crying? The surprise is it's a scam and they're going to steal all of our money.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have noticed that recently we've had loads more phishing emails and loads of...
Nothing to do with phishing. It's all conservative.
With a PH. That's it.
Now,
you know, phishing when you click on...
Oh, that was me. I signed up to
you. Why are you using Why Is Harriet Crying for your Now TV subscription?
Oh, because I was trying to get the free thing and I'd already signed up with my other two emails.
Well, you've just put yourself right in trouble there, haven't you?
It's not me. I can't be doing an investigation and then find out that I am a
suspect.
Turns
out you've been scamming Now TV, despite the fact you've already got your own series on there.
Oh, no.
You're the worst spy.
Then why is my name Harriet?
I don't understand what that means when you say that.
Harriet the spy? Ever heard of her?
No.
No, because she's a great spy. No, but that is weird. You've never heard of Harriet the spy.
Who's Harriet the spy?
What?
What is Harriet the spy?
What is Harriet the spy? It's like saying, what is Sunil Patel? It's a girl who spies.
Sorry, is this a character somewhere?
Yes, Harriet the spy. It's all in the name.
I've never heard of her.
What? Have you been living under a rock?
No. You know I haven't. I've got a flat.
Who sent you the care package?
Tan and Adina.
Oh, makes me feel really bad for not sending you a care package.
That's why I wanted to tell you about it.
But you were being a real dick because we were trying to get you to come over for Christmas and you wouldn't come.
Yeah, in tier four.
Yeah, because you're alone.
Again,
you
put yourself
right. You're a lonely person, you're allowed.
I'm not a lonely person.
If you're at risk of loneliness, you're allowed. You are
I'm not
at risk
of loneliness. I'm having a lovely time. I have a visitor every day come to take Grandad out for a walk. It's been lovely. It's been great. Sunday, I'm going for a walk. Today, I had lots of phone conversations with people. In fact, I'm having more conversations with people than if it was a normal day.
That's
a normal period of time. Most of Christmas Day, I was like, am I ever going to get any time to myself? So many Zoom calls, phone calls.
It did feel like there was a slight competition to get you for Christmas Day.
I don't think it was a competition. I think everyone was being nice. There was no competition.
I think people were trying to get you. It was like,
people
get him for Christmas Day.
In the end, I turned everyone down.
Yeah.
And Scrooge. Did a gig. Well, all right.
Okay. Well, I guess this is the first step in the mystery of the subscriber.
Yeah, just stop doing it.
Bottom of it.
Just stop it.
Just stop, because we will contact the local authorities. And if you're in America, that is the FBI.
That's a national authority. So the local one would be just the police there.
Local to the area of America.
We'll contact your local FBI. Oh, Harriet the Spy, 1996 American coming-of-age film directed by Bronwyn Hughes.
Yeah. You should watch it.
And I'm supposed to just know that. That's like...
Everybody knows it.
That's part of the culture now, is it? Only made $26 million at the box office.
Sleeper hit.
All right, well, that'll be something to do for me as I live my lonely life here, alone.
It's out of choice.
Yeah.
You're rejecting everybody that wants to get close.
I've now got... I've realised I can use a Pyrex baking dish as another plate. So I've got... Not only have I got a shallow bowl, but I've got a large Pyrex dish I can use
as
a plate now.
You're helping yourself. That's what's making me angry.
I was talking to another comedian last night, and he said when he first moved in into his house, he didn't have any furniture, and he did his hips in because he sat cross-legged eating food for a month. Imagine that. Do you remember when I just had one chair here?
Facing the wall.
I had one chair facing the wall. The chair had no legs, so it was about 3 inches off the ground. And I'd have to get everything that I needed for the evening just around me, because I'd hurt my shoulder, and it took me ages to get out of my chair.
I'm so sorry you hurt your shoulder. I'm so sorry. That must be
so insincere.
But you
use apologies as warfare. I'm not having that.
Okay, we're going. All right. Happy New Year. This is the first bonus episode of the new year. Let 2021 be a great one.
Good luck.
Good luck out there.
To Harriet Kemsley. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.